Good morning, everyone. My name's Dave, and welcome to Insights for Health, brought to you by The Healthy Habit at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham. Our guest today is naturopathic doctor and best-selling author Kate Riome to discuss the topic of hormone health. Good morning, Dr. Kate, and welcome to Insights for Health.
Good morning, Dave. Thanks. Great to be here.
The topic of hormones, both men and women have hormones that affect our life, yet men don't seem to be quite as affected by them as much as women.
I would agree with that statement. You know, there's an old saying in traditional Chinese medicine that to treat one woman is like treating five men. And that points to the additional complexity of women's hormones. Of course, men do have hormones and they change with age, but women start fluctuating, you know, on a day-to-day or certainly monthly basis right from puberty. So there's a lifetime of hormone fluctuations.
The complexity, I guess that would be a very good description.
Yes. You know what? There are a few moving parts. Hormones that, you know, part of their natural course of events will rise and lower throughout the month and then, you know, throughout different stages of life. And that can lead to complications.
So what are some of those health concerns that women are facing today?
You know, if we look at it at different phases of life, even from the time girls hit puberty and they you know, just starting to deal with hormonal changes, they can have challenges in terms of more severe PMS, for example, that can really affect for some girls and women, their quality of life, at least a couple days a month, if not more. There are, of course, struggles with fertility that seem to be becoming more common later in life when women are looking into that, things like PCOS, polycystic ovarian syndrome that can affect fertility as well. Then, you know, moving through later stages of life, challenges with hormonal changes and difficulties during perimenopause and menopause. It really is, there's a wide range of health concerns for women when it comes to hormones.
Are there things that would accelerate those issues, doctor?
Oh, yes, very much so. Diet plays a big role in hormonal health. Stress plays a factor, as well as environmental concerns. You know, chemicals in our environment do influence hormones in a very real way. And lifestyle in general, you know, poor sleep, for example, all, you know, plays into this. But the upside of that is that there are a lot of things that we can do to help. But certainly there are things and lifestyle factors that can make hormonal fluctuations worse.
Yeah, diet and lifestyle seems to play a major role in most every condition, doesn't it?
It does. And yet somehow I think when it comes to hormones, people may overlook the role that diet and lifestyle can play in that.
There's some early warning signs to indicate that the hormones are out of balance.
Well, difficulty with PMS, so struggling with very painful periods. You know, it's really not normal to have to miss, say, a day of school, for example, or work. Those can be signs or extreme changes in mood, for example, for even days before the cycle starts. And then, of course, you know, moving on in life, trouble getting pregnant can be some of those signs. And then even from the mid-30s onwards, changes in cycle length or unpredictable cycles accompanied by unpleasant symptoms can signal challenges with the perimenopause and menopause state.
In regards to diet, what are some things that would affect the efficiency of our hormones?
Highly processed foods. I know we hear a lot about them nowadays, and they are also not helpful for our hormone health because processed foods are missing the nutrients that the body needs for proper hormone metabolism. And, you know, we need vitamins and minerals. B vitamins play a big role. Minerals, a lot of them, magnesium, zinc, for example. We need fiber because a lot of the hormone metabolism happens in the gut, and fiber and a healthy microbiome plays a role here. And then there are also specific nutrients, plant-based nutrients, for example, cruciferous vegetables, really, really helpful in helping the liver do its job in metabolizing hormones, and people might not be eating very much of them.
Cruciferous, they get those sulfur compounds.
Yes, a lot of compounds that people won't necessarily have heard of, you know, indole-3-carbinol, things like this, but they really do, and that the sulfur compounds, as you mentioned, Dave, they really do help the liver do its job in processing and detoxifying hormones.
young women, you're saying, even at a, from a very young age, can have some issues, again, depending on their diet and their lifestyle. Is there some things that they can do to work on their hormone health from a young age and progressively through their lives?
Very much so. Even from the time a girl has her first period, if she's experiencing any trouble at all or symptoms around the period, then again, you know, minimizing the highly processed foods, out as much as possible with junk foods, white flour, white sugar, and trying to eat more high fiber foods, high protein foods, healthy fats, and cruciferous vegetables. That might not be a popular choice among, you know, teens and girls, but find ways to make them palatable and try to get in a serving per day. And all of these things are simple, inexpensive steps that have benefits for overall health and also hormone health.
In case the listener isn't aware, what are cruciferous foods?
Keep saying that word, but people might not know. Cruciferous or brassica, broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, bok choy, the foods in this family of vegetables all have similar compounds that help the liver process hormones. Some people, there also is a genetic component that some people find them particularly bitter or unpleasant, and a lot of people have had them cooked poorly. The amount of people have been tortured with, you know, overcooked Brussels sprouts at the holidays. But there are ways of preparing them that make them much tastier, so it's a matter of finding different ways of preparing them.
You mentioned some of the nutrients, indole-3-carbinol.
Yes, you mentioned also, Dave, the sulforaphanes that you can find in things like broccoli and broccoli sprouts, for example. That's a nice way to have some of these vegetables. And they have been shown, these particular nutrients in the brassica or cruciferous family vegetables, to work in the liver to help convert forms of estrogen from potentially harmful forms to more helpful and protective forms. And this is another thing, you know, we talk about estrogen. People don't necessarily know there are different types. There are helpful and harmful forms of estrogen, and your liver plays a major role in which path those will go down. And so it's another important, you know, reason to eat healthy, the cruciferous and lots of fiber.
The estrogen, there's the adrenals, with adrenaline, there's the thyroid. Those are some of the hormones that we're looking to keep in balance. In regards to estrogen, they talk about estrogen dominance. What is that term?
There is always a ratio in the body for men and women between estrogen and progesterone, or estrogen and testosterone. And estrogen needs to be kept in balance or in the right ratio. And it can tend to get too high or out of balance, as well as, you know, as I mentioned before, the wrong types of estrogen, forms of estrogen that are potentially harmful instead of helpful. And so this is what's meant by estrogen dominance. A lot of people have noticed lately disregarding this term, but it really is something in practice that can affect hormone health and symptoms that women and men can experience with regards to hormones.
Estrogen dominance in men, what are some of the signs of that?
Classic sign would be, you know, carrying too much weight, especially abdominal weight, can be a sign or symptom that once that, you know, abdominal fat gets high, estrogen levels can start to increase. This can affect energy, libido, mood. Gynecomastia is the technical term or medical term for what is also sometimes called man boobs. This is a classic symptom of estrogen dominance in men. Taken together can suggest or hint that estrogen levels in the body are too high compared to testosterone.
Excess weight seems to want to hang on to that, doesn't it?
Excess fat will absolutely hang on to estrogen in both men and women. So that's a factor in estrogen dominance in men and women.
Brain fog?
Oh, yes, definitely. Yeah, brain fog also in men and women. There's lots of reasons for brain fog, but hormonal imbalance is certainly one of them.
That's one of them, yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a term called xenoestrogens. Can you describe what that is?
Xenoestrogens are estrogen-like molecules in the environment. So these are synthetic molecules that have the ability, or they're close enough in shape to estrogen, that they can bind to the body's estrogen receptors and often activate those receptors in ways that are harmful instead of helpful. And it's just an unfortunate coincidence that many compounds in plastics, for example, anything that's made out of plastic, fragrances, any kind of synthetic or artificial fragrance, you know, body care products, as well as a number of pesticides, literally thousands upon thousands of chemicals in the environment, can mimic estrogen in a harmful way. And these are called xeno or xenoestrogens. And, yeah, they need to be taken into account when we're talking about hormone health.
And leading to that estrogen dominance.
Exactly. They definitely contribute to the estrogen dominance in addition to diet and weight and the other factors that we talked about.
So there's some natural supplemental compounds that are very helpful with managing estrogen levels. One is calcium deglucarate.
So above and beyond just a healthy diet, there are specific nutrients that could be obtained from foods, but you'll get them in higher, more concentrated amounts if you're trying to tackle hormonal imbalances. Calcium deglucarate is a compound that will help to bind estrogen in the intestine so it can be carried out of the body for elimination. So during the detoxification process of estrogen, which needs to happen, estrogens are removed by this what's called glucuronidation process, and so calcium deglucurate helps that happen.
And another element would be what we talked about and referred to a bit earlier was the N3-carbinol. What does it do for us?
So this works more on the level of the liver to help encourage the metabolism of estrogens down pathways to forms that are more helpful, so more likely to protect against things like, you know, uterine, breast and uterine cancer and endometriosis. So encourage that the nutrients help to encourage the metabolism down those pathways.
Sulforaphane, what does that do?
Yes, a number of healthy sulfur compounds that you will find in things like sprouts. Broccoli sprouts are a great source of this. Sprouts are a wonderful thing to include in the diet. And again, these also help the liver. There's a lot happening in the liver when it comes to hormone health, and these compounds will help the liver in terms of the enzymes that process hormones, and estrogen in particular, to keep the levels healthy.
And that's where we talked about the cruciferous vegetables. So the liver plays a major role. The liver is both the manufacturer and the recycler.
Exactly, very much so. The liver plays a huge role in hormone health. And a big part of hormone health is helping your liver, supporting it, giving the nutrients it needs to do its job. It does a fantastic job in general, but it can get overwhelmed and it can be working an uphill battle because of the, say, estrogen-like compounds coming from the environment. So by getting in extra nutrients, milk thistle, for example, is a classic one that has been studied, one of the most studied botanical medicines for liver health. And, you know, when it comes to hormone health and estrogen metabolism, milk thistle is no exception. It really does make a difference here.
So all those are good to assist in keeping our estrogen levels at a proper balance within the body?
Yes. And also keeping in mind antioxidants, things like green tea, turmeric, even tomatoes, you know, colorful fruits and vegetables. That color signifies antioxidants, and we are subject to more free radical damage during the, you know, hormone balancing process, in addition to, you know, free radicals that find their way around the body in daily life. So
yeah.
Antioxidants play a big role.
Doctor, let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, let's continue our conversation on the different hormones of the body.
Sounds great.